Now let's take a trip back to the past and listen to recordings that Mr. Silver provided to us of a class that he taught back in 1972, where he's talking about remote viewing, remote influencing in a variety of ways. He's just been asked a question about how we can protect ourselves from negative influences and the negative energy generators out in the environment. There are a lot of them. Let's join him now as he begins by explaining what he's done to give us that protection.
Can we train ourselves to recognize these outside influences?
I imagine that eventually we're going to, yes. But you see, since we don't know any better, and just in case, wrong influences are coming in. So we have programmed all the way down the line, our alpha, theta, wherever you are. If you can be reached, not beta-wise, but the alpha and theta, like we can be reached at beta and we can reject almost automatically, where there's fire, we don't get closer to it automatically without even, if it hurts, we get away from it. Automatic protection, survival mechanism. It becomes part of our survival mechanism if we know what could be happening. So we have programmed every step of the way, negative thoughts have no influence over you at any level of the mind. Negative thoughts will never have an influence over you at any level of the mind. That's for that purpose at all, to saturate, and that's maybe this can shield us from being influenced indirectly by some of these experiments, maybe, or influences. Okay. But if a person does not have the depth, that saturation, he's a victim. My brother, who's 2 years younger than I am, always made fun of me when I was studying this. He said I was learning to become a voodoo doctor or something. Voodoo is a witch doctor. Have I learned to hex people already and things like this? Give them the evil eye and the double whammy and all sort of things. Every time he see me reading books in psychology, he'd say that. Well, evidently he was not interested in the field. But he had a problem when he came out of the service. He had a problem. He's a big man, about 6'3", you know. He had a problem that he would blow up, you know, like a balloon. So he was having this maybe once a month, you know, he'd just blow up. So he'd go back to the medical people, and they run him through the mail, and couldn't find anything wrong with him. Well, 6 years later, he still had that. But he had it once a week now, and sometimes twice a week. It was getting worse and worse, and he couldn't solve his problem for him. So I would say, if you'd like me to help you, maybe I could help you. So all you and your brooms or whatever. So one time it got so worse, so bad, you know, he finally agreed. He said, well, when you think you can do something, well, try whatever you want to try. So I talked to him for 1 hour. The kind of talk was to attract his attention, to create a state of mind, and to program him at the alpha level. He doesn't know what I'm doing. So I keep on talking, program him, and so forth. 1 hour I did this. And I said, okay, whatever's going to happen, we'll see what will happen within 72 hours, you know, if I have reached it proper. He says, when are you going to start, you know? So what? I've been working on me. I already did. You already what? I mean, I already did what I should do. I mean, just like that, talk like that? Yeah, just talk. Okay. And that's the way you do it, you know. But sure enough, that did it. And the reactions were brought about, the whole thing worked out in 72 hours. And to this day, about 10 years later, he hasn't had a recurrence of that at all since then. So that made a believer of him. Of course it did. Yes.
You had said that you had spoke to your brother and you were programmed him during that hour. How did you do that?
Well, just distracting him, you would say, create a receptive state of mind. And to give you an idea, well, our standard story at the time when we worked with so many people was something like this. We would say, imagine you coming out at night, in the middle of the night, no moon, nice and clear night, no clouds. You look up into the sky and you see so many pinpoints of light. And each one, can you imagine, is a sun. Now, some are planets reflecting the sun's light. Now, but most of them are stars. And each one has its own solar system or planetary system. We can only see so many of them. Can you imagine billions of them? And you go on like this, and you're programming every step of the way. Attract his attention, wait for something else. It's an interesting conversation. You're pausing and programming and pausing and programming as you go, see? And this is the way it's done. Yes?
Just Hewitt said a bit on the programming. He said, as many times a day as possible, but is it significant for how long, for how many seconds or parts of a second you hold the picture in your mind?
It's difficult to hold anybody's attention for too long a period of time. So it's just a matter of, and then again and again, until finally it takes. Do it as long as you can without arresting, getting them to arise, you know, to create suspicion of what you're doing. You seem normal, you want to act normal, you want to continue to be normal, but you're still projecting as you go, see what I mean? Well, we had another case, for instance, this doctor, we had two doctors in our group there, and he always was of the idea that we were using nothing but hypnosis. And he said, in hypnosis, has never solved problems, he said. Well, we don't believe that. We think it has solved many problems. And we think that all medical people in the future should be hypnoanalysts to do beta therapy, alpha therapy, theta therapy, not just beta therapy, period. Now, in this case, he thought about that, we were just using some sophisticated form of hypnosis. And he had a case, he wanted to try it out. In this case, related to a woman, young woman, very good-looking woman, that had not gone out of doors for 7 years because of a health problem. And the health problem was her lips, sores all over her lips, highly inflamed, mouth was that big, and sores on the roof of the palate and tongue and all, sores all over. And she didn't want people to see her like that, of course. So she had not been out of doors for 7 years because of this problem. So they were giving her the injection that would cost $25. And low-income people, they couldn't afford but one injection a month, you see. And would just alleviate the condition, not heal it. And he said, you know, I've got a very good case that we can try it on, if you want to come. I said, well, what is it? Then he tells me what it is. Then he said, if you would alleviate the condition like the chemical does, the injection does, I believe in what you're doing. Now, I believe as far as being influenced. But now you're going to see that if you do bring about an influence, it's going to come back. And why? Because it's part of hypnosis then. Hypnosis never solves any problem, his concept. It's only temporary, he said. Well, his concept again. Anyway, our experience was that whatever we were influential on, it was solved permanently in this particular type of manner of doing things. So we came to this woman's home, and on the way, he kind of said it, made a deal, and it was a Sunday, to come back every Sunday for 90 days just to prove to you that if you happen to be influential, if you happen to be, then he's going to come back again. Well, this is fine. He wants to convince me that we were using some kind of hypnosis here. So fine, it's a deal. So we came in and he introduced me to the woman. And then he said, okay, am I in the way? Do you want me out of the room or can I stay here? And I said, you stay right there. And I said, okay, she had a ring with a red stone and a green stone. I said, will you remove your ring, please? And she let me have her ring. I said, I held the ring like so, looking at her in the direction, see, not seeing anything really. And then I would see her condition. I would say, okay, now, whenever you think of this problem, your health problem, you remove this ring and think back as to how this gold was mined and fused and made into a ring and how these stones were mounted in the place you are. Now, this is all you need to do to solve the problem you have. Give the ring back. You see, focus the attention. Find a frequency. Infrared radiation. I imagined her doing just that. Taking the ring off, looking at it, and putting it back on, and her lips getting smaller and smaller, until finally I saw her normal, the way I thought she should be. And this steps like so, while I was saying this, see, this is all you need to do. And so it was done. Well, as soon as we left, he said, boy, you impressed her, all right, the way she looked at you, you know. So, well, we'll see what's going to happen. And just remember now, we're going to come every Sunday just to prove to you that you people are using some kind of hypnosis, because actually, I call that hypnosis, suggestion, is it? Well, this is fine, we'll come back. Well, coming back the next Sunday, she was completely healed. I mean, not even marks or scars on her lips at all. You should see how happy this woman was. I mean, she used, couldn't thank enough, really, in a sense, you know. It's what kind of a science is this? What's going on? I mean, why didn't we use this before, see? 7 years. The doctor said, well, it's a new science coming on right now. We're making a study of it, he said. Well, we went for coffee. He related to me, we're going to come back every Sunday. We understand this is fine. We also remember that what I've experienced is that if this has been an influence, that it's going to be a permanent thing. I'll keep that in mind, too. Let's find out what's going to happen. Well, 6 months later, we're still coming every Sunday. And he didn't want to give up. I said, well, I mean, we're going to continue coming the rest of our lives or what? So he finally gave up, you know. 2 years later, I came by sometimes we checked on these kind of cases, came by, used to visit with them, and had coffee at their home and so forth, and she said it was beautiful, never came back, but she said, I mean, just beautiful. I don't know what you people did, but it worked, whatever that was. So I said, by the way, have you seen the doctor? 2 years later, you know. So she said, no, I hadn't seen him for a long time, but this past Sunday, I was at the fruit store, and I met him there, he was buying oranges or something. He's okay, I mean, we talked for a while. So on that cue, I went by the doctor to invite him for coffee, you know. So we were drinking coffee and talking about old times, and I said, by the way, whatever happened to that woman that we worked on 2 years ago? Uh-huh. And he said, you know, I never seen her since. All right, that's the way you want it, forget it. I didn't push him anymore on it. But he had seen her this past Sunday, you know. He didn't want to talk about it. Forget it then. But this is another case like this.